Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Why you shouldn't and can't always beat yesterday. Interesting topic, but one that needs to be discussed for two main reasons. One, it's a really popular ad campaign for a really popular company. Doesn't need mentioning, but it's out there. Many of you have probably heard it, and I am not bashing. There's some value to it, and I'll talk about that. And it also comes from not only my years of having worked with clients, but today I'm getting direct messages and emails from people who are talking about, asking about this concept, about getting better, and about sometimes not being better, about being worse. So I love the thought that we're trying to improve. It's all about improving ourselves, but it's confusing and it can be discouraging because let's just cut to the chase. You can't always beat yesterday. It's impossible. It's impossible. And it actually goes against periodization and variation and all the things I'll talk about. But it just, you can't do it. You can't do it for many different reasons, nor should you try to do it. So yes, I get it. It's a great thing. Let's just improve ourselves. Let's always work on improving ourselves. But when it comes to fitness, when it comes to even weight loss for that reason, you can't always beat yesterday. You just can't do it. And I think back to when I was first really getting into marathon running, and I was young, and I was faster and lighter, and I was running a lot of marathons, and I was chipping away at it. And so I was improving every single marathon. It was a little faster and a little faster, a couple minutes off, a minute off, 3 minutes off. And one day after finishing a marathon and a little faster, I realized, the next one, most likely, like I was there. Like, it's going to be hard to beat that time. And so you can't always beat yesterday. Now, that's just one example, but it's fitness. And as I'll talk about, not only can't you do it, but you don't want to, obviously, or maybe not obviously, because it's about physiology and it's about easy workouts and hard workouts. And even with weight loss, you're going to have days where you get on that scale and you know you ate well, but maybe it's water retention. Maybe who knows what it is, but you didn't lose and the number maybe went up. And you don't beat yourself up. And a huge part of this now I've realized is also the fitness technology. I've been running a little more recently. I've been running a lot more recently than in years past. I have more time. My kids are older. Nice weather, all those things. And fitness technology, my watch is telling me sometimes I'm doing too much. Sometimes I'm doing too little. It's not right. I know what I've been doing. So that can make it more confusing. But I also received a email from a listener who was really discouraged because they, in their mind, were getting worse. So they were exercising, they were being consistent, and they weren't, they think they are getting worse. And this goes back so many years when I would go out for runs or workouts or a trainer session in the gym with a client. And maybe they couldn't do as many push-ups. Maybe they just didn't feel as strong. That was it so often. So for so many of you, you go out for that walk, you go out for the bike ride, the swim, whatever it is, lifting weights, and you just don't have it. And you think, wow, am I getting worse? And here's the simple physiology. You can't be. Unless I'm going to talk about overtraining syndrome. But for most of the people that have asked me about this, that I worked with who would talk about this, I'd say, no, you're not getting worse. There are so many reasons why you don't have it. You don't have that energy. And oftentimes, we can't even pinpoint it. Is it stress? Is it lack of sleep? Is it lack of fueling, nutrition? Is it depression? There are so many reasons why you can't beat yesterday. There are so many reasons why you might not feel as strong if you're a power lifter and you're like, listen, I've squatted X for so long, and all of a sudden one day feels really hard. Am I getting worse? Well, no. And I'll just bring you right to the physiology. Our bodies are really smart machines. When we challenge them, they respond by getting stronger. When you lift weights, you make tiny micro tears in your muscle tissue. When it repairs itself, it gets stronger and it gets bigger. And that leads perfectly to the overtraining syndrome. So yes, there is that specific instance where if you are doing too much, you get diminishing returns. And that's why I preach what? Excessive moderation. I'm all for pushing yourself, but you can't push yourself to the limit every day. There's nothing, you know, to be proud of with that. I mean, there's so many fitness people I see who are, I kill it every day. I do. No, you don't. And if you do, A, you're not doing it right, and B, you're going to get hurt if you are. Because if you're doing high intensity interval training every single day, all out, your body can't take that because of what I just said, that when you break muscle tissue down, when you stress your cardiovascular system as well, your heart, it needs time to repair. We get stronger when we recover. You don't get stronger during the session itself when you're lifting weights or when you're doing your cardio. You get stronger when you recover. And so I will talk about how that plays into periodization and why you need to mix it up. But back to the topic of the show, you can't beat yesterday every day. And you need to understand that you will have bad days. And that is a huge value of a coach. It is a huge value of a coach. So how many times I've done the interview about fitness technology, and it's great and I love it. Such an exciting time. All of these metrics and bands and trackers. But you know what? It can only do so much. And one great example I use so frequently, back, I had a high school athlete. And it was rare that I would work with high schoolers, but this specific case, and he was amazing. And 5 days a week, he was a high school football player, wanted to go play in college. And we would train 5 days a week. And we would mix it up. Some days were hills. Some days were speed, agility, different every day. But there were days when he would show up and I'd look at him and I'd say, go home. Or I'd look at him and say, let's go to the deli. We're going to eat. Because he didn't have it that day. I could just tell. There are times to not work out. And that's okay. Now, you have to, can't do it all the time. And therein lies the rub. There's the art and science coming together. Another great story I heard was biking with some really high-level cyclists years ago, and they were talking about some pro cyclists they were riding with in years past. And one day, they all met for the daily hard bike session, bike workout, and they started off with the little warm-up, and a couple minutes into the ride, one of the guys said, I'm going home. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I don't have it today. I need to rest. Now, obviously, higher level, but you got to know your body. You got to know your body. You have to listen to your body. And at the end of the day, it's about consistency. It's about being healthy. And so you will have those days. But fitness is so much about all or nothing. Like you gotta, you know, do the hardest workout possible, flip that 500-pound tire, or it's the other end of the spectrum as I talk about the pendulum, 5-second abs. But that's not where success comes from. We'll be right back. And so what is periodization? Because that's kind of what we're talking about here. You can't always beat yesterday. If you are training for an event, and I will extrapolate this down to those of you who couldn't care less about training for an event, but it doesn't matter. You need to have peaks and valleys. So periodization, it's a fancy term. All it means is structured training, one that involves the cycling of volume, intensity, and rest to achieve peak performance. Now, for those of you who just want to be healthy and injury-free, you still ideally want to do the same type of periodization, mixing up your workouts. That's why I give you so many different shows on so many different things to do, that sometimes you're going to do longer workouts. Other times you're going to do shorter, more intense workouts. Sometimes you're going to do recovery workouts, and you are going to rest. And those days when you don't have it, as I said earlier, part physical, part psychological, oftentimes both, and so hard oftentimes to absolutely determine the cause, the etiology. Sometimes you can, oftentimes you can't, because it can be multifactorial. So what should you do? Know this, and this is a really interesting concept. If you are trying to improve yourself, if you are starting a fitness plan at the very beginning, or you are someone who is trying to, you know, be a better athlete at a sport, you have to get worse before you get better. Sounds bizarre, but you're actually going to have to get worse before you get better. What the heck does that mean? Let me give you one example. Give you two examples. Tiger Woods. How is that possible? Tiger Woods, at one point when he was at the peak of his game, he decided to get better. He needed to completely change his swing around. And he was going to get worse until he figured it out. But he was willing to do that. And that is really hard for so many people. And you go, well, I'm not Tiger Woods. Get it? Let me give you a more real person example. Years ago, client called me for the first time, wanted to help with their running program. This person was running 7 miles a day every day. I think it was one day off. 7 miles a day, 6 days a week. Same run, same speed, same intensity, nothing different, 7 miles. And I said, okay, we're going to have to go shorter. We're going to go longer. We're going to throw in some hills. And fought me on it. And then started to do it, and then we did a race, kind of a test race. And this person ran slower than they wanted to. And they were angry, and they were done with me. They couldn't understand that they were going to be sore, that the strength training we did, all of that stuff, you get slower before you get faster. That's periodization, peaks and valleys. You build, you recover. You build, you recover, and you peak for your event. But this, again, holds true if you're just talking about health and wellness. You can't get down on yourself when you go out for that walk or whatever that workout is or to the gym, and suddenly you don't have it. The one thing I do want you to question is the overtraining part, but far, you know, too few people, that's the issue. Some it is. But for many people, it's just that day. And I want you to understand that you can have and should have those days. Your primary way of judging the success of your program is, are you consistent? Are you consistent? That's what matters most. Final break. We'll be right back. You know, I am starting back, as I said at the beginning, to running more. I'm back to, hopefully, when races pick back up, I'm going to start doing that again. I'm slower than I've ever been. Not ever been, but in a long time. And in thinking of this show, while I was running slower, what I do is I don't care. I don't even look at how fast the miles are. Because I know that it's going to take time. And I know that some days I'm not going to be as fast. And as I get lighter and as I do more training, it's going to improve. But I get rid of the metrics. In other words, that's one way to get through, especially when you are starting back and you can't beat yesterday. It's just about showing up. So I am happy that I get the workouts in. That is all I care about. Did I cover the distance? I don't care how fast. I don't care how long it took. That's all that matters. Did I do the workout? Beating yesterday goes back to when you did nothing. That's beating yesterday. Beating yesterday means mixing it up. It means being consistent and mixing it up. Five components of fitness. You need to do all five of those. And as I said and did a show on, I throw in a sixth, balance training as well. That's where you get as fit and as healthy as possible. You can't expect to run 3 miles today and do it in, let's say, 10-minute miles, and then tomorrow do it a little faster, and then the next time do it a little faster, and the next time do it a little faster, and the next time do it a little faster. Success is balance. Success is doing some strength training and some cardio and some stretching and a little bit of a healthier diet, improving that. That's beating yesterday. So we need to reframe it, because far too many people look at their watch or look at the calories burned. I'll kind of wrap it up with this. Even my wife, being married to me, she does a workout. And she's not a fitness person. So she does her workout and she sees those numbers. And sometimes she comes up and she's depressed or angry that the numbers aren't what she thought. And I go, that's okay. I heard you breathing hard and you did it. So those numbers, you're not going to hit them every time. And there are so many reasons why, and you can't get bogged down in trying to figure those out. You need to do the healthy things and show up. Now, that being said, you need to focus on fueling and things like that as well. So, yes. If you are constantly not hitting those numbers and it's not overtraining, then you can start to say, okay, am I fueled enough? Do I need to eat before my workouts? Am I dehydrated? But that's a little bit different in that that's going to be a systemic thing over time. What I'm more talking about here are those outlier days, and that the goal cannot be, as my wife even thought, and would like to beat those numbers every single time. And for her workouts, it can be the type of music that is being used in that workout. It can be the format of the workout, the intervals, the hills, whatever the specific workout is. But I just want this show to be for you to know that when the week is over, you look back and you say, what did I do? Not necessarily how fast did I go, how many calories did I burn, how much weight did I lift. Those can all be motivating factors. But you're not going to hit them all the time. And you're not going to get better, quote unquote, every single workout. And there are times when you're going to get worse if you truly mix it up, if you try something different, then you're going to get worse for a certain amount of time. And that's how we'll pull this all together. Back to the Tiger Woods thing. You know, so much of this is about ego and not looking silly and trying to always be good. We focus on what we're good at, not what our weaknesses are. And to beat yesterday, you have to work on those weaknesses. So to beat yesterday, you're going to slow down and you're going to maybe do some strength training and some flexibility and you're going to be sore. And then you're faster and then you're stronger and then you're more balanced and then you feel better. But there is no perfect. There is no better every single time. Technology is a great tool, but even then, it's very hard for most people to understand it. My heart rate, my power, all those kind of things. There's so much variation. Caffeine levels can affect things like heart rate. And so when people are concerned about hitting those heart rate numbers, so many variations. So that's what this show is about. This entire podcast, I will be doing shows on all of those things. So when we talk about dehydration, when we talk about heart rate zones, it's all tied into beating yesterday and how it's a journey and it's a marathon, not a sprint. And you will have times when you question what you're doing. But as long as you're being healthy, as long as you're showing up, as long as you're listening to the show and incorporating all of the different things, you're doing it right. And give yourself the freedom to have bad days. Give yourself the freedom to go out, start a workout and go, you know what? Not today. Not today. Just don't make them that often. All right, enough. But it is a common thing where people would tell me, I feel like I'm getting worse. You're not getting worse. You're getting stronger. The body adapts. You pick up heavy things, the body gets stronger. You challenge your heart with cardiovascular, your body builds more capillaries, more mitochondria, density, you get stronger. You got to rest. Got to recover, got to mix it up, can't go hard every time, got to have your easy workouts and your hard workouts, and you got to get slower to get better. Thank you for listening. Interesting topic, needs to be said. Far too often, we see these perfect pictures, social media, perfect workouts. There is no perfect. There is no perfect. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. If you have not rated the show, please do so. If you have, thank you. Please subscribe to the show if you'd like to reach out. And I love hearing from you. And as I said, many of the more recent messages I have gotten are people that are getting discouraged. Keep at it. Keep at it. It's like weight loss. You lose weight, then you plateau. And then it really kicks in. Most people quit their exercise routine right when they're going to start seeing results. It's a crazy phenomenon. 6 to 8 weeks, whatever, for most people. But right at that point, when you're really going to start to see change, so many people stop. So many people quit. Don't be that person. All right. Where am I? Fitnessdisrupted.com. You can reach out to me through that website as well. And again, many different topics here, and they are all connected. They're all connected. And my only goal with this show is to help you have your best life. It's all I'm selling. Look better, feel better, live longer. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.